All right. Well, praise the Lord. Good to see y'all here this evening. And those of us that are online, if you would stand if you can, we're going to start out by singing Garment of Praise. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. Praise with the spirit and with understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord. Praise with the spirit and with understanding. Oh, magnify the Lord.
Amen.
He's given us holy hands.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor your word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
Amen.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all want to do pick a hymn? Anybody got a hymn they're thinking of or a tune God's put on your heart? Victory in Jesus. Amen. 353, Victory in Jesus. That's a good one.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me
with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Are you ready?
Sure, go for it. Yeah, praise the Lord.
It's on mute, yeah. Huh? Nuh-uh. Can you hear me? I'm not on, yeah. Can you hear me? Yeah, okay. All right. Let's start off with praises. John's got the mic today. He's going to do the running. That's usually my job, but they give me another job. I think they like. I think God likes testing you, right, John?
Yeah.
Putting you on the spot, right? You ever think God put anybody on the spot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of put Moses on the spot, didn't he?
Right.
Amen. Well, I tell you, I kind of laughed when I was in high school and stuff. When they asked me to read something or something like that, that was not my special forte.
Yeah.
And I would, they come to me and I just take a zero. Skip me. I ain't read nothing out loud. And, you know, I think God's got a great sense of humor. I'm up here, I laugh, I'm up here standing and in front of y'all guys tonight and, going to read some scripture and stuff like that, and it just blows my mind because, like, I used to be scared to death. Am I scared right now? Not as much as I was.
You're among brothers.
Right. Not. I'm not as scared as much as I am my first Sunday school teaching.
Put you on the spot.
Boy, I felt the heat. Well, you know, could I do this? And anyway, I'm glad to do it tonight. Step up to the plate. Brother Lee's on vacation, and we welcome all the people online. I don't know how many's online, but a lot of people stay home and watch it online. And we welcome y'all. So y'all get to watch me, too. I'm on TV. Right? Now I'm on TV.
Well, welcome our visitors, too.
Yeah. And we do welcome our visitor. We got her back here. She's come back twice. So good to see you. Amen. God bless you. We had some visitors this morning, too. Well, Robert shaved his beard off back there, and I asked him who he was. But Robert shaved his face. I said, "Who is that guy back there?"
Yeah.
He's not here tonight, but there's a new guy. Well, we start off with praises. Anybody got any praises? Anybody want to listen?
I just want to praise the Lord for every breath I take.
Amen.
Amen.
For every breath you take. Amen.
We were given some pretty serious news. And my first reaction was panic. But then I turned it over to God and rested in God. And the problems has, I'm not going to say solved, but it didn't turn out the way I feared. And I think that's what we do a lot of times. We see the worst, and we don't trust God to walk us through. You know, we're going to have problems, but God never leaves us. He's right there.
Amen.
Okay. It's not easy. Okay, so You guys all knew Jim. So a lot of people ask me, how are you hanging on, being able to hold up so well when he passed away? How is it that you can be happy and go on? I guess they expect that I'm going to just break down and just be crying every day. And you know what I tell them? I don't need to cry, because as soon as he took his last breath, I knew exactly where he went. So that's how I carry on.
Amen.
So,
may I add, it's good to have Penny visiting us. And we loved both her and Jimmy when they were members here.
Amen. What was your name? I forgot your name. What'd you say? I'm bad on names. What was your name? Your name?
Penny.
Yeah, I'm bad. I just told you that.
It's not a dime or a nickel. It's a penny.
Penny. Amen. I was close. I'm not going to lie. You could tell me your name 10 times and I'll not remember. That's one of my not good at.
Yeah. I want to praise the Lord for God putting stuff in front of me that helps me. I've got a lot of issues with my kids right now, not so much as with me, but between them. I have to be the mediator. Well, I've turned it over to God, and we've had a baby step forward. Hopefully it keeps moving that away. But I also want to praise God for putting situations in front of me where my daughter wrecked her car Friday night, and I just went and picked her up another car today.
Amen.
And it was one that I found on my pizza routes, and one of the other drivers just happened to ask the customer, what are you doing with that car? Oh, I don't know. I don't drive it anymore. It hadn't been registered since 2019, okay? It's a Toyota Solara convertible, you know, and we just went and test drove it, and we bought it. And I mean, it needs a little bit of work, not much, you know, but I just want to praise God for putting that in front of me to be able to get that for her where she could pay cash for it.
Amen.
And have no more car payments once her deal with her car gets settled from her car wreck. It's a total, because all the airbags blowed, and when that happens, it's going to total them. Yeah. Amen. So I want to just give praise to God for putting that opportunity in front of me for her.
Yeah. What's that, Miss Biggie?
Blessing was she wasn't hurt.
Yes, thank the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord, she wasn't hurt. Amen.
Oh, you don't have a praise tonight, Miss Terry?
He's putting you on spot.
I get to come to church with John.
Amen. Amen. There's praise. He's coming to church with you. Amen.
All right.
Thank you. Well, I praise the Lord.
We have one. Jeremiah's got one back there on the screen.
Amen.
Say it on the mic here. Praise God for the godly men of our church. Sharon's praising the Lord.
All right. Thank you, Sharon. Amen. We pray for her to get back in church, get that foot. Boy, it's been a while. All right. How about prayer requests?
Oh, yeah. I knew we'd get her.
Run, John.
Knew we'd get her.
I just ask that y'all would continue to pray for the Samaritan's Purse Dart Team. Samaritan's Purse Dart Team. And pray that God would have his will and way in my life of if he wants me to go and when he wants me to go.
Amen.
But I don't know if y'all are on Facebook or not, but Franklin Graham shared about there were bombs that went down near the hospital site there in Western Ukraine, and just pray for their safety and continued strength and endurance, and that God would use them just to be the hand and feet of Jesus to all those precious Ukrainians.
Amen.
So. Amen.
May I add to that, James? We're noticing in the news, obviously, that Russia is bombing a lot of schools, hospitals, apartment buildings,
food storage areas would be like the food bank in Houston. So they're making it's more tougher for the civilian life. And we talked about it this morning, that if you think of the population of city of Houston, which is supposed to be around 2.9 or 3 million people, that's how many people have left the country because of this war being displaced. So we definitely need to pray for cooler heads to get this to come to an end, because we're not sure where it'll go or how far.
That's true. All right. Anything else? I'm going to pray for my mom. I'll lift her up. She had a good week. A good weekend. We cut grass and all that kind of stuff, and she got to chop on a rose bush, you know, and she got some fresh air. She got out of the house. It was nice, you know, and all that, but she just wants to get back on that lawnmower, and I just don't see that. But I'm not brave enough to take the key away, but, you know, hey. But she's 83, and she's having a lot of difficulty walking and picking her legs up, her knees, and she falls. Broke both hips, both year apart, Halloween from Halloween, and October. So I lift her up. And I do want to thank the pastor this morning. His message was good. The word was good. He did a good job. Amen. David. And pray for our pastor. Hope he got some rest. Get back and do it again. We'll be in Revelation again. He's doing a good job. Yeah, can't wait. Yeah, it's a good lesson, man. Yeah. All right, well, I'll start us off, okay? First off, Lord, we just lift these praises up to you. Like James said, for every breath you take, praise the Lord, he gives us that breath. Lord, and Penny's praise, too, telling us how she dealt with the loss of her husband, Lord, just believing in God and letting God guide and direct her. And the same thing with Bobby, you know, you're leading. He gives a praise for you leading and guiding him through his, you know, troubled times with his children and his kids, Lord. Just helping him find a car and just making things fall in place, Lord. And sometimes you do that for us. And we give you all the praise for that. We give you the praise for this beautiful day today we've had. The weather, it's been a nice day. And, Lord, in our prayer request, we pray with Terry and the Samaritans, Lord, in that mission she's in, Lord. And we just pray that you guide Terry in the right direction and give her the peace of mind when you tell her that you want her to go somewhere, Lord, that she knows that that's what your will is for her to do. And, Lord, we lift them up to you and the Ukrainians, Lord, and we lift that up to you, this war, the bombing hospitals and schools and, Lord, just trying to take all the means away from these people, Lord, and we just ask you to step in and may your will be done in it. You're in control. You know what's going on, but we do lift them up, Lord. We just these lives being lost, and you know, war's no good, you know, and we lift that up to you. And Lord, I just ask you to be with me tonight as we do this little study tonight, and give me the courage and the words to say what you want me to say, be able to read it the way you want me to read it. And all these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. John started one on prayer, and I want to kind of finish up on that because it is good. That's what we do on Wednesday night, and that's what we do on Sunday night. We lift up prayer requests and like we're doing tonight. We're concerned about people, our shut-ins, and stuff like that, and how important prayer is. You know, I believe, I pray all the time, and I started praying many years ago. And, you know, Elijah prayed about the rain, you know, stopped the rain for 3 years. Well, you know, I had a prayer about rain one time, okay? I was laying a slab, having a slab laid over here in Nickel Sawmill Road, my first house built. And my daddy had three men ready to, you know, I got a good deal on laying some cement. And anyway, I had to work, couldn't be there, and he said, I got it, son, don't you worry, I got these men, we're going to go out there. It was only 30% chance of rain that day. That's not too bad for laying concrete, right, John? But anyway, the weather changed. So I'm down there on, over here off of Telge Road. I'm welding, and man, it is black, and that's only about 20 miles from there, Telge, to Nickel Sawmill, where my house being built. And I ain't got $5,000 to do this cement.
and I'm praying, and they're there. They're laying. And the rain is coming down where I'm at. And I start praying. And I said, Lord, I just told him, I ain't got no money, man. God, don't let this cement be. Don't let it rain, Lord. I mean, I went over to the corner 5 times, then I went to my office 2 times. How many times could I pray? Because it got blacker and blacker, and it came down a couple times over there where I was at. And anyway, I couldn't wait any longer. When lunch came, I had to go check it out. Got to go see what's going on. So I drove that 20 miles, and I mean, it's raining. It's sprinkling, raining hard again. I get on Nickel Sawmill, and it's raining on Nickel Sawmill. And I get on down into Clear Creek Forest, if you know where it's at. I pull into Clear Creek Forest, and it's raining all the way up to the street I'm on called Coriander. I'm not kidding you, I'm gonna lie. It ain't rained bone dry on that street. I go out there where my daddy's at. I said, Dad, man, I just come out, man. I'm worried about it raining. You know, I said, man, I know it's going to mess this concrete up and all that. He said, son, it's been banging around us all day long. We know the rain come down, but it ain't came down yet. And they had the cement spread. No, it was, yeah, they had it spread, slicked out, and almost starting to dry. So I went on, and, you know, and I said, thank the Lord. I praise the Lord all the way back to work. I got to work, and I worked to 4:30. I couldn't. It's still raining, man. I go back out. I just got to go check that concrete out. I go back out there, and really, I tell y'all the truth, it hadn't rained. It just started sprinkling a little bit. That's good. Now the concrete needs to be wet, right? John needs the water on it. But it wasn't a spot, a drop on that concrete. So I know that God can stop the rain. Because I'm telling you, it wasn't a mile from that house. It was raining. The streets were wet. And it didn't rain. But, you know, and I'm going to tell y'all what. I wasn't even in church at that time. I'd got a building house, got away from church. But my point is, and God knows when you're calling out to him, and he knows that you believe in him, because I believe that he could stop that rain. I did. I mean, I call on one person a night, because call out the Lord, don't let it rain. You know. So anyway, I can kind of relate to the, you know, the Lord stopped the rain for, what, 3.5 years, and then he gets, you know, amen. And then, you know, I know prayer worked, because we prayed for this little baby Allison. I don't know how long we prayed for this girl, but it was a while. And she was lifted up. Every Sunday night, every Wednesday night, and it was a roller coaster ride. But that Miss Vicky, Bobby never failed to lift her up, and we prayed for her. And today, I hear she is wonderful, healthy. Yeah, but she still has that problem. She might have always had that. Yeah. And then I think about prayer. Miss Sakura's son, Johnny Hyman. We lift him up. It looked like it was he had the COVID. Looked like he might go. It looked like he might not make it. But we never quit praying. Never quit praying for people we love. And that's how important prayer is, you know. I just want to lift them two up. You know, we have Ronnie. He's not here. Not Ronnie Vaclin. He also lost his life with a pancreatic infection or something like that. I don't think it was cancer, but it was bad. And I mean, Ronnie. If you see Ronnie, he's healthy. He's a big old boy right today, you know. But he come in that door one day and he ain't weigh 125 pounds. You know, but hey, and I heard. I did not go to the hospital one time. I just started here. But I heard Brother Charlie and Anita, all them people prayed over him constantly, day and night. So, you know, that's the Tomball Hospital. And can you imagine what kind of testimony that was to people? They even said he's not going to make it. Don't look like he's going to make it. They give up on him. When your doctors give up on you, it's bad. But you know what? God don't, you know, the prayer, we didn't give up, and God never gives up, right? And he's in control. So he pushes the button, you know. He's the maker and the taker, right? He makes you and he takes you. Well, it's his will be done in that. But anyway, as John was talking about, you know, prayer, I just want to read some scriptures. I like One I really like is, let me see if I can find my favorite here. It's David. You know, David messed up big time. What did he? You know, this one here, this is a psalm of David when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. So, man, did he mess up? You know, he murdered, he had somebody murdered. I forget his name. What was his name? Anybody know? I know his name, man, but I can't think of it right now. But anyway, he had him put on the front line, you know, and he had him murdered. Anyway, he's trying to cover all this up. What? So, right, there you go. Thank you. Yeah. Anyway, he tries to cover all this up, and he comes back, don't he? He comes back right at him. And that's through Nathan, the prophet. He told him, you know. But then this is his prayer. I mean, I just love it. I read it quite. It says, David says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your love kindness, according to the multitude of their tender mercies, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquities, and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts and in the hidden parts. You will make me know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Have y'all ever said that? And renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation. And my tongue shall sing out loud your righteousness, O Lord. Open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion, build the wall of Jerusalem, then you shall be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness. With burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings, then they shall offer bulls on your altar. I just read that whole thing on me, and I like to read the whole thing when I read, just because you get it all. But anyway, that's David, and you know, and just he pleased out his heart, because, you know, sometimes we all mess up, we all sinners. Amen. You know, there's people done a lot of bad things in life, but you know what? You take like the thief on the cross. You know, he's up there. You know, all he did was his knowledge that, you know, the Lord didn't do nothing wrong. We deserve what we get, you know. And the other ones, he's you know, blasting it out on, you get us off this cross, you know, if you got all that power. But, you know, it's never too late for nobody. You might think it is, but that's what's great about God. And we always pray for people that we think that are, you know, you like, people that are on drugs, or, you know, people just, their hearts are broken, you know, and they just seem like they're against God because, you know, me and Kathy had met a friend of ours. It's her cousin. Anyway, he used to be a deacon in the church. He used to go to church all the time, but his wife cheated on him, okay? And he blames God. you know, why didn't God take care of him? Why did God let that happen? And now he drinks, just drinking his life away. But once he thought he was looking at it all wrong. God didn't do that. You know, God don't do that. So, I mean, you know, and I just thought, you know, pray for people like that. We have to pray for people. We pray for everybody, but people that are broken, like he said right here, you know, he wants the sacrifice of broken spirits in this prayer, broken spirit. And you're just broken. You know, a young man here, I forget his name's Robert. He's struggling a little bit, you know. He's here the second Sunday. Paul's his name? Paul. Yeah, thank you. Paul. And what is his mother's name? That's his mom. I forget her name. Mary. I'm not good with names, y'all. Amen. I didn't confess that sin. I know your name. but anyway, if you don't come here too often, I'll forget your name. It don't sit in my head. And I was talking to him this morning, and he just seemed so much better than he was two Sundays before. But he was broken. You know, he's just broken down. You know, that's a scripture, and I got some more. I'll read one I really like. Yes, sir. You know, there's another scripture in that Psalms. It might be in another book. But David, when David had the baby, Bathsheba's the son, he lost his son. And, you know, he prayed and fast for weeks, you might say. And all the people around him were worried about, you know, this great warrior of theirs, you know, David. And he's just mourning for the son. And he had ate, he had fast, and just... Now, I took a bath. He looked just bad. But then the Lord took the son. And then what did David do? He cleaned up. He ate. You know, and everything like that. He put a smile on his face. And they said, man, we can't understand you, man. Here he is. The baby died. Now you're happy and you're clean and you're eating it. But he said, you know what? Because he knew where the baby was. And I'll see that child one day. And I love that scripture. Especially when somebody loses a baby. Yes, right. Amen. Ain't that a beautiful scripture, right? I love it. I tell everybody when they lose a little one, you're going to see that baby one day. You know, my daughter, Renee, she lost Samuel at nine months. It was 6 months. As a matter of fact, they even held him. I did not get to see that, which I probably wouldn't want to, but the way I am, you know, that's just, but they held him for a moment in their arms. They were together, her and Wade. And she was hurt, you know. She was broken, but she knows the Lord, so she's back, and she talks to all the ones that lose babies. You know, that's her little ministry. So he lift that up, you know. But I like that prayer, David. He prayed for that baby, you know. And sometimes we pray for people and we do lose them, but that's God's will. You know, he, like I said, he's a maker, and he's a taker. You know, but we know, we should know as Christians that they're at home. You know what I mean? They're going to a better place, you know. If you couldn't call them back down, you couldn't call Brother Bob back down. Ain't no way. You know, you couldn't call Brother Bill back down today. You know, but we mourn because we miss them. We love them. We don't get to talk to them, you know, and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, land of glory. So, and that's the same with your husband. You know, he's in heaven. He's just waiting on you. He's just waiting on you to come. Brother Carr. That's that Brother Carr, man. Miss Carr went right behind him. I thought that was beautiful. She was ready. It just added up. Them two together, they kind of went out together. But anyway, we always prayed for Brother Carr. We did all the praying we could for Brother Carr. But God took him home. I mean, come on. I prayed to live 80 years old. He was 80-something years old. I prayed to make 80. Okay, you know, but we still, man, I tell you about Brother Carr in that I prayed for him. I got sick with a flu or something. And when I was out two Sundays in a row, and he was preaching the Sunday that I was sick. And then about midweek, he went in the hospital. And then he was, 2 weeks later, he was gone. So I never got to really see him again. I went to the hospital to see him, but he was all out, sedated, and all that kind of stuff. He didn't see me. But, man, I'll never forget him. I remember him the rest of my life, you know. And he's a mentor to me. He's the one that got me really here, what I'm doing now. He just says, take the ball and run with you, James. You can do it, you know. I didn't have no confidence in myself. Got me teaching Sunday school class, had me greeting the door, then had me offering, and so on and so on and so on. So thank the Lord for people like that, that, you know. John's the same way. Encouragers. You know, you got to encourage people. But anyway, I had another one. You know, I like the story of Nehemiah when he's trying to build. His people are in trouble. And he's praying for his people. You know, when the wall was down, they broke all that down. He went back. He's, you know, he's a cupbearer or something like that, I think. And he asked the king if he could, you know, the king see him. He was down and out. And he said, what's wrong with you? And all he did was tell him the story of what's wrong with him. You know, his people were in trouble. And he asked if he could go and rebuild that wall. And you know what? God honored him to do that, and he didn't do it. But anyway, I want to, that prayer, I love that. I read it quite often. Let me see if I don't read the whole thing. It says, please, here's Nehemiah. It says, please let your ear be attentive to. Oh, yeah, I've got to do that. I'm sorry. Nehemiah 1:6. And I apologize because I didn't give you all the scripture, did I? I'll tell you that other one in a minute. Nehemiah 1:6. All right. It says, please let your ear be attentive and your eyes open that you may hear the prayers of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night for your children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both my father's house and I have sinned against you. Sinned. We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments and statutes, nor the ordinance which you commanded your servant Moses. Remember, I pray the word that you command your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among nations. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and to them, though some of you were cast out of the forest part of the heavens, yet I will gather them from there and bring them to the place where I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. Now these are your servants and your people whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. O Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayers of your servant and to the prayers of your servants who desire and fear your name, and let your servants prosper these days. I pray and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king cupbearer. Amen. How many times praying, you know? And it's Nehemiah. He's just pouring out the prayer. You know, I didn't give you that. Did you want that scripture, that first one?
I'm good.
You good on David? I apologize, man. Yes, sir. Amen. John knew it. I just, you know, I assume everybody knows everything, but amen. Psalm 51. Yeah, that was a good. And you know, I told myself not to do that, but I did it anyway. Don't forget to give them scripture. Thank you, man. Hey, I'm just worried about the grace of God gives me, John. Amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let me see. I got one, a couple more. I just, let me see this James. I like this prayer of James. Let's see if I get it. I want to tell you another little story. I'll tell you another story. One day, y'all remember Brother Richard? Okay. Brother Richard has some back problems, right? Anyway, he wanted Brother Lee, me, I think it was Ronnie Vackler, and I don't know who else, to pray for him and put some oil on him, right? And Brother Lee still got that oil. We didn't have no oil. They had to go run and chase some oil down that morning. We didn't have no oil. But anyway, we started to get ready to pray, and he quotes out this scripture, and it says, it's this one here, if anyone among you sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray. Now, this is in James 5:14. Thank you. Amen. Frank got me on track now. Thank you, Frank. If anyone among you are sick, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. That's as far as it went. But then he said to us, he's bold. He is. He said, if one of you, and I'll never forget this, if one of you don't have the faith, this much faith, you know, don't pray for me. I want full faith. Because that's how he believed in the healing. Everybody's got to believe in healing. No doubts, no doubters. What James says, like doubting is like a wave, right? Don't doubt, you know. And I'll never forget that. See, I felt like that sticks. See, people like that, like, you know, here's a pastor. That stuff sticks with you. Believe in what, you know, we pray for somebody. Believe that God can heal them. And if he don't, it's his will. Mm-hmm. Right. Right. And believe. Mm-hmm. Right. So he didn't want, we all prayed for him. Yeah, we believe in healing. You know, he was really talking about the power of healing. God could heal you, and in prayer. The elders could come upon you and touch you and heal you. And he was an elderly man, and I just appreciate, you know, just like I said, you learn things from, and I always keep that stuff in my mind when I do pray. You know, I won't have no doubt, you know. And, you know, sometimes things start happening over and over. You just don't think God's going to fix it or God's going to take care of it. And especially, you know, ones we love. Our loved ones, you know, we might have people that are on drugs or rebellion. Or like this young man, this man I was talking about, you know, who blames God for his relationship problem, you know. And we pray for him, and my part with praying was I always wanted God to fix, like my son. I love Kevin. I try not to talk about Kevin as much. I pray, you know, I don't want to use his name much, but I just did. But anyway, I love my son, and he has a problem. Anyway, I told him when, you know, I prayed and prayed for Kevin. And if I told him, I said, you know, Kevin, I pray for you. I know only God can heal you. Because if I thought I could bust your head wide open and fix you, I would. In a minute. All of us would. But there's some things we can't touch. You know? And that hurts. You know, I know how God feels. He looks down on us and see us doing all the wrong things in the world because we love our kids, or, you know. We want them to heal. And God sees what we're doing, and you've got to think about that. Almighty God sees James acting out or whatever, and you know. And I said, well, you know, he said, James, he just can't stand sin. But, you know, and he loves us. And that's what I love. I tell my son about Kevin just loves you. God loves you to the end of time. Don't forget. If I'm, you know, I might be gone one day. And my son, he might give his life to Christ. I might not get to see it, but somebody else will. Amen. And then the angels all up there. Amen. Just now I might be up there, you know. Oh, Lord, and well, I hope I am. But anyway, I just like to. Man, I tell y'all now, I can babble on. Y'all might have to run me out of here. my mama would tell you that. She'll tell me, I'll tell my mother some stories sometimes about work or something happened or how I got here to there. And it'd be a long, drawn-out thing, about 20, 25 minutes. And I know she gets tired of hearing me, you can tell. And the next day or two, I say, well, Mama, do you want me to tell you that story about that time that I started work over there? She said, no, don't you tell me that story. I don't want to hear. That's what you tell me. It's long. oh, Lord have mercy. And with that one, James, I didn't. It's the same scripture, I think. I like it where. Let me see. This is here in James 5:16. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man avails much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. That's a long time without no rain. And the prayer, and he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit. I love that story, you know. And I remember the story when he was sending out this guy looking at for the clouds and stuff, and he said, there's a little bitty cloud out there, very minute little cloud. He said, get ready. It's going to rain. It's the craziest thing I do in the Bible that amazes me, the story. It rained. And little bitty cloud. He says, like I said, man, there's a little bitty cloud way out there. Right? I said, it's all right. You get ready. It's going to rain. Ain't that amazing how God is? You know, I believe that's why I believe in prayer. I believe so much in God. Anybody said they can open the Red Sea, wall it up, and have you walk through it? That's why I believe in God. Anybody can hit a rock and the water come out of it? I believe that. Anybody can rain food down from heaven? That's why I believe in God. You know, I just believe every story in the Bible, I believe. From Genesis all the way. And I'm sure everybody was praying for water to drink from that rock. And people were praying for the food that he produced out of the sky. You know, and they were surely running for their life from Pharaoh and them when they opened that sea. They were praying. So I know God answers prayer. So that's my thing for today on prayer. And I hope I did well. And to fill in for Brother Lee, it's a privilege, you know. And I better be ready now. So he's already done this 3 times. So I think he's trying to tell me something. telling me and John and Ronnie, hey, you're going to have to step up every once in a while. But John did a couple weeks ago, and a couple times, matter of fact. John's always steps up. Thank you. We thank you, John, for that. But he asked me if I didn't want to do it. He said he would take it, but I said no. Nah. You know, you gotta grow up. You gotta get up, stand up to the plate. I'm not scared of just, you know, hey, like I said, it's all what God thinks about me tonight anyway. That's all. I did it for all the glory of God. Amen. All right, I'll close this out. All right. Oh, yeah, the online people. I don't know that number. Okay. But anyway, people online, if you need, you can call our pastor. The number's on the screen, I'm sure. And we appreciate y'all guys. And thank y'all for tuning in, too. And we pray for Sharon. Get ready, get well, get back to church. And anybody else that's it's not feeling well, all our shut-ins, we thank y'all for listening online. And we're glad we have that. You know, that's a new thing. So, hey, if you're ever at home, don't feel well, hey, you pick us up on TV. If you miss something good, you say, what did he say? You just get up going and pick it up. Yeah, that's what he said. Amen. Did he say that? I want to make sure I heard that right. But, man, we have a great pastor, boy. He puts it out there. I've learned so much from him. It's unreal. He preaches the word, you know. So, hey, and that's all it's about. Just, you know, that's what we want. We want to be guided in the right direction, that's for sure. Yeah. All right, I'll close this out now. All right, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for letting me be up here tonight. And it's for your glory, serve you, Lord. And again, I thank you for letting me stand up here, and just thank you for all the ones here listening to me and our online people, Lord. And we'll be glad to have Pastor Lee back, and we just pray for him. Hope he had a great vacation. He got some work done at the house, Lord. We pray for him and his family. Just lift him up to you. Watch over and protect him and guide him, Lord. And just get us back home safely, Lord, and be able to come back next Wednesday night. Revelations, good study, Lord. We're in about the 19th chapter on that, Lord, but just tune into that. And just thank you for your word, and we love you. And all these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, thank you, man. Yes, sir.